Hello and what is up, guys, and welcome back to Experts Hour, River Hill's very own fantasy sports podcast, I guess I'll call it. I'm Aaron Hirsch, and I'm joined here by
Josh Mann,
Dawson Wolf,
and Devin Hendrick.
And today we're going to be going over where the NBA season is at these days, right after the All-Star break. So, Devin, why don't you start us off?
Team LeBron beat Team Stephen Curry 148-145, and LeBron James took home the All-Star MVP, scoring 29 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists.
All right, I'm going to talk about the most exciting competition in All-Star Weekend. I don't even know what it's called, but the Skills Challenge. And Spencer Dinwiddie won it. That's right. A Brooklyn Net won something. It's crazy, right? All right, Josh, who are you going to talk about?
Well, in the dunk contest, Donovan Mitchell took home the title as he did the tribute to Vince Carter 360 windmill to end it. But I personally did not think Donovan Mitchell was the best dunker in the contest. I thought Larry Nance was better, but that's just my personal opinion. And also, Dennis Smith was good, and he got robbed out of a score. Should have been a lot higher than he got like 39 or something. But I don't know. The judges were trash, and it was just a trash dunk contest in general.
Yeah, I agree with that. I didn't really watch much of it, but my favorite dunk was the double tap from Larry Nance. And Devin Booker was on fire during the three-point contest. He missed, I think, one shot, and he set the record for 28 points. He won the three-point contest. And also, Bogdan Bogdanovic of the Kings won MVP of the Rising Stars Challenge. Was 26 points, I think. So he went off, and he's looking to have a good second half of the year.
And Lonzo Ball would have won Rising Stars MVP if he had played, but too bad his little wussy knee sprain held him back from playing.
All right, next we're going to look towards, as the year winds down, which teams we think are going to rise from their current playoff spot. And Dawson, who's your team that's going to rise?
I think the 76ers are actually going to make a push into a higher playoff seed. I think they have what it takes to make a run in the playoffs, or at least beat one team, just because of their young core with Embiid and Simmons, and especially if they can get Embiid to be playing like two nights, or it's a playoff, so they can play every single game because it won't be any back-to-backs.
There is one team that I guarantee you will make the playoffs in the Western Conference. Yep, the Los Angeles Lakers. They will come back and get the 7 or 8 seed in the Western Conference. You want to know why? With the addition of Isaiah Thomas, that is going to help them so much. And Lonzo Ball finally coming back from injury this week. They're just going to start to explode and destroy the rest of the league. Yes, they will beat the Golden State Warriors. You heard me here first. With Lonzo Ball.
No. Okay, anyways, I think the Bucks, now that they have Jabari Parker back off his minutes restriction, are just going to be unstoppable in the East. I can see them losing like 3 or 4 more games maybe on the year. And I think they're going to go up definitely ahead of the Wizards, probably the Cavs as well, but we will see.
My team on the rise is the Miami Heat. I think they'll be a top 4 seed, especially with the addition of Dwayne Wade, a great player off the bench, who can easily lead the second unit and score at will.
You said the Bucks are going to lose 3 or 4 more games the rest of the season? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? How many games are left? So you're saying they're going to go 26-4 to end the season? You're tripping. Big time tripping. Oh, one more team that's on the rise. As much as I hate to say this, the Cleveland Cavaliers. This trade deadline helped them a lot with the additions of all those better players that they had before. And so I think the Cavs are going to come out of the East, as much as it pains me to say that because I hate LeBron winning. I like LeBron, but I hate when he wins because he always does.
All right, so on the opposite side of things, who do you guys think is going to fall the same way towards the end of the year?
I'm going to have to go with the Memphis Grizzlies. They're 1-9 in their last 10 games, and I think that's going to continue. As I was saying, the Grizzlies are going to go from the 12th seed all the way down to the 15th, right past the Suns. All right, Devin, what do you have to say about that?
All right, my team is the Boston Celtics. Stole it right Clearly, back. They have to rely on a rookie to handle most of their heavy loading, which is not going to work come playoff time if they even get a top seed. I can see them getting bounced out in the first round by maybe the Wizards or the Bucks or one of those teams.
Huh? They rely on a rookie? Huh?
When Kyrie can't play Or for a second option, they have to rely on Jason Tatum and also Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown cannot shoot. All he can do is drive and dunk. You cannot rely on that come playoff time.
Let's see. I think Jaylen Brown's three-point percentage is around 40, so I think you're tripping big time.
How many does he shoot, though?
40% for an NBA player is good.
He's not a three-point shooter. He's 40% on maybe, like, two shots.
Devin, I've heard a lot of Celtics fans say that the reason for their losses lately have been Marcus Smart, and they're getting him back, so I don't know if they're going to be falling.
I personally do not believe that. I think Marcus Smart should have been traded, but that's my own opinion. And even though the Celtics are my team, I'm going to have to agree with Devin. I think they're on the downfall. Marcus Morris sucks. That is all I have to say. He is so bad. I want him gone! But he's not going anywhere, unfortunately. And yes, we may have the best coach in the league, but Kyrie can't do it all.
If the Celtics had Gordon Hayward, they would be in a much better shape. But unfortunately, they lost him to injury. So I can see them making it past maybe the first round of the playoffs, but I don't know. If they have to go up against one of the higher seeds like the Cavs or the Raptors, I can't see them winning in a seven-game series.
If they had Gordon Hayward, they would win the finals. That's all I'm saying.
All right, enough of the Celtics talk. I think that the New Orleans Pelicans, now without DeMarcus Cousins, are going way down. Right, I looked at the standings yesterday, and they were the 8 or something, but some of the teams below them are much better, like the Clippers. I don't think there's any way that they can keep their playoff in spot right now.
And the Lakers.
It's close.
The Lakers.
The Clippers are much better than the Lakers, but...
Huh? The Lakers are better.
Okay. Anyways, did we all go?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, did you go? Mm-hmm. All right. So next we have some trade targets looking at fantasy for the rest of the year. Who do you think is going to blow up in terms of production?
Oh, that is easy. Lonzo Ball. Is that even a question? Lonzo, when he comes back and returns to the starting lineup, especially with the addition of IT, he will get so many more assists because Isaiah Thomas is a knockdown three-point shooter, and Lonzo is the best passer in the league. It's not even close. He is the best player in the league. Yes, you heard me. He should be MVP, but that is my opinion.
All right. Magic forward Mario Hezonja. With Aaron Gordon being out the last couple of games, Mario Hezonja has found a great spot in the Magic's offense, scoring 20-plus points over the last three games. This, to me, says that they have to play Hezonja because clearly he can make an impact on offense. So I would look to pick up Mario Hezonja or trade for him in the next upcoming week.
Personally, I'm looking to try and acquire Paul Millsap. He's coming back from injury, and I think he's going to have a huge impact for the Nuggets team to move them up into the higher seeds. Yeah, up, up.
One more trade target you should definitely look for is Nikola Jokic. That is Rohan Dalal's boy. He's been going off lately. In his last like four games, I think he's had two or three triple-doubles, and he's going to definitely continue that after the All-Star break is over. So, yes, you should definitely try and acquire him.
If you don't have Nick Smallforward, Michael Beasley, you should do whatever it takes to get him on your roster. In the four games that Porzingis has been out, he's averaging, I think, 18 points and 9 rebounds or something like that, which is around 40 fantasy points, and that is very, very consistent and high production for someone who had a slow start to the year. So now, on the opposite side of these things, who is someone you would want to trade away at this time in the year?
I have some great people to trade away. I'm looking at my fantasy roster right now, and I think I would probably trade away Bradley Beal, LaMarcus Aldridge, definitely Andrew Wiggins because he's a bum, and maybe a little bit of Josh's boy Marcus Morris.
Can I have all of them? I want them. I would love to have every single one of those players. They are definitely not tradeaways because Bradley Beal is a dog. That is all I have to say.
I would agree with all of those except probably Andrew Wiggins. I think he's a trade target.
Why?
Because he's young and he's...
Yeah, he's young.
I don't know.
He's on a team with Kat and Jimmy Butler who take most of the points.
I don't think he's going to go up or down towards the end of the year, but I don't think he's going to go down, that's for sure.
He's already down.
All right, Josh.
My hand is raised. I would trade away Eric Bledsoe. I do not think Eric Bledsoe is going to have a good finish to the season with the Bucks having Giannis and getting Jabari Parker back. They're going to take all the shots and all the points and all the stats away from Eric Bledsoe because they're just better than him. It's simple.
I would say that my trade away is Clippers center DeAndre Jordan. For the past couple of games, he has been struggling up until the last game before the All-Star break. He has struggled to get 30 points multiple times, and I just don't see him putting up big numbers like he used to in the past with Chris Paul there throwing him lobs.
Interesting one there, Devin. I think the guy I would trade away is Eric Gordon because now the Rockets have Trevor Ariza coming back, and now they have P.J. Tucker as well as who'd they just get? Joe Johnson. I think Eric Gordon's like he's kind of getting old. I'm not sure, but I just see his production going down towards the end of the year with all the Rockets' wings.
Yeah, but Joe Johnson's also old as dirt, so I don't know.
He's still going to play?
Yeah, he might. A little bit.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Yeah, you heard the man. It's time for my favorite segment, What Really Grinds My Gears. Well, this week's edition of Grind My Gears, pause it. I'm really tired of people saying LeBron is going to go to the Warriors. No, he is not. He is not that stupid, okay? LeBron is a great guy, and he would never do that. LeBron is the kind of superstar who wants to lead your team to victory. Yes, he will lead your team to victory, and that is why he will not go to Golden State. I am tired of people saying that he's going there. It really just grinds my freaking gears.
Well, it really grinds my gears when people say that a certain someone should be the MVP of the league when he's only played half of the year and averages 11 points. No one in particular.
You know what really grinds my gears? And when people say Lonzo Ball is not good and he's a bust. Yes, he is not a bust. He is so good. He could be one of the lead point guards in the NBA by the time his career ends, and he will be one of the best point guards of all time. Yes, you heard me here first. The Magic Johnson. What are those called? Comparisons, yes. Comparisons are what he deserves. He deserves these comparisons because he is that good.
You know what really grinds my gears? When a rookie's dad just won't shut up and says that this player will not re-sign unless the team signs his two younger brothers who haven't proven anything yet to the team. Yeah, that just really makes me mad. Like, who would want to sign a player as well as his three brothers?
Hey, LaVar Ball is my guy, okay? Don't ever roast the big baller himself.
I think the big baller is just being stupid by saying Lonzo won't re-sign because that doesn't get many teams interested in him for the future.
Well, the big baller does have a lot of money for himself, so he can really do whatever the heck he wants because he makes that much money.
Please don't refer to the big baller as any other name but the big baller because that is his name.
Yes, LaVar Ball is the big baller. On this show, he will be the big baller. And obviously on this show, you guys can see that my new favorite player is Lonzo Ball, because he is the second big baller himself. But one last thing that really grinds my gears. It really bugs me how the Celtics, every trade deadline, say they're going to make a big accusation and make nothing. This year, we're going to get Tyreke Evans, but we got nothing. Absolutely nothing. And we need help. We need good players' help. Gordon Hayward, please come back. I'm begging. Please come back.
All right, Josh, let's cool you down a bit. You seem pretty heated on Grind My Gears. So now we're back with Pick'ems after a long month of not Pick'ems. So for this week before our next edition, we have first up Celtics at Pistons. Who wants to start us off?
That's an easy one, Celtics all the way. Pistons, they're pretty good. Blake Griffin's been going off recently, but not for long. Al Horford is going to clamp him up. I almost laughed when I said that because Al Horford doesn't clamp up anything, but he will on that night.
Al Horford does play great defense. I will have to agree. So, yes, the Celtics will win this matchup because they're just better. The Pistons are not better.
I'm going to have to go with the Celtics. I do not think the Pistons will be able to lock down Kyrie.
I completely disagree with all you guys. I think the Pistons are playing great basketball these days, and when they have that home court advantage, they're hard to beat, so I'm going with the Pistons.
Cool.
Okay, the second game is Bucks at Raptors. I'm going to have to go with the Toronto Raptors in this one because I think the combo of Lowry and DeRozan is just going to be too hard for the Bucks to handle.
I actually agree with you here, Devin. The dynamic duo of Lowry and DeRozan is going to be too much for the Bucks, and I think they're going to go off for probably like 60 points combined.
Devin, you referred to DeMar DeRozan as something with a whole bottle of lotion, as I recall, from your new hit single.
Yeah, DeRozan is a top player in the league. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go to the Toronto Raptors here as well. You want to know why? I'll give it to you. Because they are a good regular season team. That's it. They suck in the playoffs, but they will win every game in the regular season.
I mean, you heard me say earlier the Bucks would lose three or four games. This is not going to be one of them.
Now, time for the next game. Rockets at Wolves at Rockets. This is such a tough one. I don't know. I think the Rockets are going to win. They have the MVP on their team, James Harden, and that's all you really need at this point because he doesn't miss, and his step back is too filthy.
I agree. I think the Rockets are just going to have a field day from three against the Wolves.
Yeah, they're 10-0 in their last 10 games, and I think they're going to make it 11-0.
It looks like Trevor Ariza's coming back, and when the Rockets have Ariza and Paul, they're a very, very good team. That's why they have the best record in the NBA, going with the Rockets.
The next game is the Thunder at the Warriors. I'm going to have to go with the Thunder this game, even though I hate Russell Westbrook. But, however, he does always play well against the Warriors, and the Thunder as a whole just always play really well against the Warriors this year at least.
I'm going with the Thunder also. Russell Westbrook just dominates Steph Curry every time they play. It's like he has no answer. He's like, hey, Steph, I'm about to drop 60 on you tonight. And Steph's just like, all right, cool, bro. Go for it. And they just do it. I think the Thunder might go for 150 points against the Warriors.
That would be awesome. I would love to see that.
You think they're going to score more points than both of the teams in the All-Star game did?
Yes, I do. How many points did they score last time? They almost got to 150.
Huh? They did. Maybe they got close. But I'm going to have to go with the Thunder as well. I hate the Warriors, and I hate everything about them. So, yes, I hope they lose. And, yes, they will lose because I'll give you three reasons why they'll lose. Number one, Westbrook is the best point guard in the league. Number two, Paul George is a big-time difference maker. Yes, he can shoot the three ball, not in L.A., but he can shoot it in Golden State. And number three, the Thunder are just better and the Warriors suck. Oh, fourth reason, Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook's relationship has been revived during the All-Star break. And Kevin Durant is going to get so soft that he's going to let Westbrook dunk all over him and put his nuts all up in his face.
All I know is that the Warriors are getting Draymond back, so they should have no problem beating a suspect Thunder team. So I'm going with the Warriors in this one. Next up, we travel to L.A., where we see Josh's favorite team, the Lakers. Oh, wait, no, I apologize. The Lakers are heading to Sacramento to play the Kings. And I think that the Kings are actually going to win this one with their youth. Somehow, they'll pull it out. I'm going with it.
No, they have the big baller, the Lakers do. The big baller himself. That is why they will win.
I can just never pick the Kings because they're just such a horrible team and a horrible franchise. They're terrible at developing players, and their front office just makes bad decisions. So I just don't see this team winning. I think they're going to try to tank.
Yeah, I think they're going to tank. I think they're going to tank this one game specifically. But I'm going with the Lakers in this one. I think the big baller could take the Kings by himself, so the Lakers should beat him easy.
All right, next up, we head to Washington, D.C., where we see the Sixers play the Wizards. What do you guys think?
I watched the Wizards play live this season, and that guy, what is his name? Sato. He's really good, I'll have to admit. He really surprised me. He is a very good player, and I think he will personally carry the Wizards in this game, but I do think the 76ers will win for one reason, Joel Embiid. I may hate him, but he's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. He can shoot the three, can score in the post. He's unguardable.
I agree. I'm going with the Sixers in this one. I think Embiid is going to be unguardable, and Ben Simmons is going to have a field day on their trash Sato point guard.
I'm going to have to go with the Wizards. I sense them that they're going to have a good game. That's just what I said.
Interesting. I'm going to also go with the Sixers because I think they're a very good team when Embiid plays, and also the Wizards are missing John Wall still, so I don't think they'll pull it out.
Okay, finally, the last game is the Spurs at the Cavaliers, and I'm going to have to go with the Cavs because, you know, this new roster, LeBron just loves it, and he's been playing out of his mind lately, and the whole team just seems to be having fun, and if a team is winning while having fun, they're just going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, LeBron is having a lot more fun, and he just needs to keep dribbling. Keep dribbling, baby, and you'll live. yes, the Cavs will win this matchup by at least 25 points.
Yeah, this one's over already. The Cavs got it locked up. Aaron, what do you got to say?
I agree. I think even though the Spurs are getting Rudy Gay, LaMarcus Aldridge, Tony Parker, and DeJounte Murray back from injury, I don't think it's going to be enough. I think the Cavs are looking pretty good, and they'll pull it out.
All right, finally, our last segment is going to be Player of the Week. So who would like to start us off with this segment?
Josh. Oh, this is easy. Coming back from injury, Lonzo Ball will win Player of the Week. It is not. He will average 20 and 10 this week. Yes, 20 and 10, and maybe like 5 rebounds. But if Lonzo Ball is to not win it, I definitely think OG LeBron Changs will have to win this one. LeBron is just a happy guy now. So he'll average triple-double this week. That is my personal opinion. But it's either going to be LeBron or Lonzo, the big baller himself.
Okay, Aaron. Who's going to be your player of the week?
I'm not his biggest fan, but I'm just feeling a Kyrie Irving kind of week. I think coming out of the All-Star break, he's going to be fired up, and he's just going to go off in a couple games.
Do you guys remember when Kyrie Irving hit that shot in Game 7 for the Cavs to win the finals? I remember that clear as day. I also have I forgot to say this one, grind my gears. Darn it. I completely forgot when Aaron said that the Cavs fans, I don't even know why Cavs fans think they have a chance, and then the Warriors blew a 3-1 lead. Anybody remember that?
Yes. Josh, how could anyone ever forget that shot? That was such a historical shot in NBA history as Kyrie Irving faded away from the right wing against Steph Curry for 3.
He drilled it right in his mouth. That led to the Cavs' first ever championship and the first ever 3-1 lead blown in the history of the NBA. And guess who was blown by? The Golden State Warriors.
Oh, Josh.
How about that?
Josh, do you remember when Andre Iguodala was going up for a layup and out of nowhere comes LeBron James for the chase down block against him, clinching the game?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's not forget Kevin Love locking down Steph Curry on the last possession. Steph couldn't even get up a shot against Kevin Love.
He shot it with one arm and one foot. I was like, Steph, what are you doing, bro beans? I just don't know what he's doing. But, oh, my God, that was such a good day in my life. That day made me very happy.
A great way to start off summer.
Oh, it was a beautiful way to start off summer. Okay, now back to the real segment. Dawson, who is your player of the week prediction?
My player of the week is Devin Booker. I think he's going to go off for at least one 60-point game this week. That's right, one 60-point game, maybe two. We'll see. He's going to be hot after that beautiful 3-point contest performance, and he's going to just score. No one needs assists. Who needs him? Let's go.
My player of the week is Anthony Davis. I think throughout this week, he's going to average 45-plus points with 12-plus rebounds and continue his hot streak that he had before the All-Star break.
Yeah, I can see that happening. Not going to lie. And that is all from Experts Hour. From your boys, Josh Mann.
Aaron Hirsch.
Devin Hendrick.
And Dawson Wolf.
I apologize, Aaron, for having to roast the Warriors. And it's okay. You want to know why? Because they don't have the big baller. If you have the big baller, you will win, and we out. We'll be right back.